These things must come, but the end won't follow immediately. In other words, when we had World War I, everybody thought it was the end. 8 million people died in World War I. They said, this is it. Can't get no worse than this. This is the end. The four horsemen of the apocalypse have showed up. World War I. Well, the war to stop all wars. Well, it wasn't just a few years, it was in another one. And the Second World War, 52 million people died. Not 8, but 52 million. The Lord says there's going to be another one, World War III, which we may already be involved in. It may have already started. In fact, some of our government leaders said World War III started on 9/11. And they may be right. I don't know. They may be, but maybe not. But anyway, in World War III, now we had 8 million and 52 million, and how many is supposed to die in World War III? 2 billion if it happens anytime soon. But the scripture doesn't say 2 billion. It says one-third of all people alive on the earth will die in World War III. So, what if we go along for another few years and we're not totally annihilated and we get up to 7 or 8 billion people? If we go to 8 billion people, then there's going to be almost 3 billion of them, you know, that's going to die in World War III. But the Lord says, don't worry, these things are going to happen. But the end won't follow immediately. So when you see all these wars, hey. Then he added, nations and kingdoms will proclaim war against each other. Now, we have seen that with an increasing intensity all of my life. There's more and more nations rising against their neighbors. It's just amazing to me, as we talk about the Muslims, today the Muslims in the Muslim world are absolutely gunning down one another. You all know that? They're literally killing each other. And the children and everything, it's awful. I guess it was just yesterday that the Israeli Defense Forces, they stopped a big ship that was coming through the canal and coming into the Mediterranean around there, and they forced them to stop. And when they boarded and checked it out, it was full of weapons, bombs, missiles, rockets, everything from Iran, coming to be put up to destroy Israel. Now then, we think, praise God that they found them. But how about the ones they missed? You know, there's no doubt they missed a lot. Some of the reports that you read reports about how Israel, you know, is absolutely waiting for the day for Iran or Egypt or somebody to attack them. And, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable that Iran, the president of Iran, has made the statement, we're going to annihilate Israel. I mean, you know, he made that at the UN when he was here this last year. I couldn't believe that a man at the UN, supposed to be an organization for good of the nations, to be united together in peace, and here one of them gets up and says, we're going to annihilate Israel. They don't have the right to be there. We're going to kill them all. Men, women, and children. He's going to kill them all. Well, I'll have to say, I'm glad there's a lot of good people in Iran. They're not all like him. Did you know there's a lot of people? There is a lot. In fact, I read a report, I think Franklin Graham put it out, I think it was the other day. He said worldwide there's about 14,000 Muslims coming to Christ every day. Isn't that something? Well, we need a lot of them, don't we? We need a lot of Muslims to become Christians. We need a lot of Christians to become Christians. Amen. You know, so, okay, verse 11 and 12. There will be great earthquakes. Now see, we read that, but it doesn't soak in. A great earthquake is a 8.0 or above. It's not considered a great earthquake. Now then, how many of you would consider the 7.0 that hit Haiti a great earthquake? See, I would have. You'd have said, boy, that's a great one. I said, man, that's a great one. Yeah. My son, he went down there and stayed 8 or 10 days, and boy, he was never so glad to get home in his life. But I'm telling you what, devastation everywhere. Everywhere. Now just think, if that wasn't a great earthquake, I don't know what you would call it, because, you know, that first day they said, you know, we estimate 1,000 people lost their life. And then a few hours later they said 10,000 people. They finally stabilized on about 230 to 250,000. But when I saw them, now think about this. What if you had to be one of these people? What if you had to be one of the drivers of the bucket loaders or the trucks that went out there in the streets and just scooped up bodies that were decaying and stinking? You scooped them up and put them into a big giant dump truck, and they hauled them out to a big landfill where they dug huge holes and they backed up and dumped bodies in that and then covered them up like they were trash. That's exactly what those men had to do. How would you like to be one of those drivers? How would you like to? I saw some of that. I watched some videos people shot of that, and I watched people, there was just piles of dead bodies, and they just went in there with them big old 3 and 4 yard bucket loaders and just scooped them up, backed over there, dumped them in that dump truck just like they were sand. And you're going to have to live with that the rest of your life? But somebody had to do that. How many of you know what happens to a body when the spirit leaves the body and it dies? You know what happens to a body almost immediately? Rigor mortis sets in. You know how long it takes for a body to get hard? A couple hours. Isn't that amazing? You know how long it takes for it to start stinking? Overnight. If you die late in the afternoon, before morning, your body's already stinking. Now, what if you've left it there? Now you can understand why Martha said, Lord, don't have him pull the stone back. He's been dead 4 days. There'll be a terrible odor. See, she knew. Is that going to be any different with your body? No, not at all. You know, when you die, same thing going to happen to it. You know, it's just the way it is. But you know, we just can't imagine that many people being dead in one place. 250,000. And why? Sin. That's why. That's why all these things happen to everywhere in the world. Sin. Why is your body going to die? Sin. You know, if you could walk, you know, Jesus made us some awesome promises, which almost nobody believes what he says. But in John 8 and John 11, he made a statement that if you obey me and do everything I say, you will never die. You will never see death. Nobody believes that. Nobody. Can I preach that? Oh, I can preach it because it's written in the book. But am I going to be able to achieve it? Absolutely not. How do you know that? Because I know I've already sinned. I've lived here for 72 years. You know, I have already known I've missed it several times. I don't want to bust your bubble, but you know, every once in a while I still make a mistake. You know that? That means I'm normal, huh? I've got a lot of company, right? So, now everybody in here is perfect. I mean, there's nobody in here perfect but my wife. She don't ever make a mistake. Oh, goodness. That would be good if we did see our mate like that, wouldn't it? We should be able to see our mates as close to that anyway, but unfortunately, sin brings forth death, and we're all going to die. And so, but Jesus did say, and of course, you know, when he originally made man and woman and he put them on this earth, they did live 1,000 years. They did. You know, even Abraham lived 175 years. You know, so that's pretty good. But before all this, there will be great earthquakes, and there will be famines and epidemics in many lands. And there will be terrifying things and great miraculous signs in the heavens. I had a man write me an email. He said, I saw you on GLC the other day and said, I normally love to watch you because you talk about healing. And he said, I love to hear you talk about healing and talk about the miracles. But he said, this time you talked about something that was totally different than healing. He said, you talked about what's coming to this earth and you talked about Planet X, which I had never heard of. But he said, I went in and checked, and there is a Planet X, and it is coming. So he said, I can't find that scripture. I have searched my Bible everywhere. You said that God became unhappy and with all the sin on the world, and that he swung the inhabitants off, and that he annihilated, made the earth waste, and he turned the world upside down. He said, I've done all kinds of searches, and I can't find that. I told him, I said, turn to Isaiah chapter 24. Let's just stop right there where we are at verse 12 and flip back over to Isaiah 24, verse 1 in the King James, and I want you to see what God said He's going to do. Now, if you haven't read the whole chapter of chapter 24 in a while, you need to read the whole chapter, because the whole chapter is talking about what He's going to do to the earth. But in Isaiah 24, verse 1 in the King James, I want you to see what He says. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and He makes it waste, and He turns it upside down, and He scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. You know, you could read that and think, you know, that could never happen, because you don't think like God. It'd be impossible for me to turn the world upside down, wouldn't it, you, Bill? You'd have to turn off something. But do you know that with this last earthquake in Japan, they said there was, I forget now what the degree, I think it was 2 degrees or something that changed or tilted the earth. Did y'all read that? A 2-degree change. And it said there was one island over there, it moved the whole island 8 feet from where it was. Now, did the Lord say these kind of things were going to happen? But that right there in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 1, if you only read that, and if you don't read that thinking like God, you'll just read over that like you're reading a novel. But that's devastating right there. And of course, in the next few verses, he goes on down all the way through the end of chapter 24. He talks in detail about what he's going to do to the earth and all the nations of the earth, and ain't none of it good. It's all bad, and you'll find that it's all because of sin. He's only going to leave a remnant across the whole world. That means most of the people are going to die. That's like that scientist or whatever he was that was on Fox News here a while back when he was explaining this Planet X when it's coming in, and he was showing the sun and the planets that go around the sun, which we're the third one out there, and he's talking about how this big Planet X, which comes through on an elliptical orbit, it only comes through our galaxy every 3,600 years. And he said, well, the commentator said, well, where's it going to be when it comes through? He said, well, we haven't figured that out yet.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Time for Christians to be Christians, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.